Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to Healthline. This week, we revisit the core values of the Jamaica Moves campaign on its one-year anniversary. The Jamaica Moves campaign is part of the National Strategic Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases, NCDs. Some of the most common NCDs affecting Jamaicans include high blood pressure, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, and cancer. The campaign also focuses on community-level interventions to facilitate increased physical activity among the population. The chance of developing NCDs, known as lifestyle diseases, is increased by risk factors such as obesity and smoking. With the rate of obesity increasing in Jamaica by 1% every year, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says Jamaicans must focus on three key areas for healthier lives.
One, know your health status. Go get your checkup at least once a year and don't wait until you're sick to go to the doctor. What's the second one? Eat balanced diet. It means not too much salt, not too much sugar, not too much fat, limited alcohol, and no cigarette, no smoking. Thirdly, Jamaica Moves is about what we do in the shorts and the jogging shoes and so on. It's about doing at least 30 minutes of exercise each day.
One aspect of living a healthier life involves taking responsibility for one's health by visiting the doctor regularly. Screening for NCDs not only aids in early detection, but also allows you to learn more about your body and the best way to take care of it. Training and education nutritionist with the Ministry of Health, Paula Barrett Brown, says before you start any new health regimen, it's important to speak to a health professional.
Your doctor or your registered nutrition professional, which could be a registered dietitian or a registered nutritionist. They are best able to evaluate what your current health status is and then to come up with a plan tailored to suit your specific lifestyle, your height, your weight, your gender, everything that is specific to you.
Another important aspect of the Jamaica Moves campaign involves a balanced diet with an emphasis on moderation, especially with salt and sugars. For instance, having too much sugars can result in an imbalance in sugar levels, which over time can lead to diabetes. Clinical nutritionist Dr. Suzanne Suarez-Winter says the daily sugar intake for men should be roughly 37 grams, and for women, it should be about 25 grams.
And so that's why you hear us stressing the importance of not having so much sugar-sweetened beverages, because when it has too much of those added sugars, those are things that affect our blood sugar, which if we have too much of it, body can't deal with it with the insulin, and so that will help to push us towards becoming a more diabetic state. Too much sugar in a bloodstream and you're not utilizing it in terms of burning it off, any excess you're going to form as weight.
Maintaining a balanced diet also involves eating a variety of foods from each food group. Staples, vegetables, fruits, legumes and nuts, food from animals, and fats and oils. Perhaps the most obvious part of Jamaica Moves is the emphasis on increased physical activity. Physical activity has been proven to reduce the risk for NCDs and provides a host of other health benefits. Senior Health Education Officer in the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Plummer, says physical activity should be a key part of every person's daily routine.
It gives you more energy, makes you feel better, train your heart and lungs, helps you sleep better, improve sensitivity to insulin, lower the risk of diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. In fact, the WHO explains that physical inactivity is a correlated risk factor for global mortality, and it accounts for 6% of deaths in the world that we're dying because of lack of activity.
For more information on living a healthier life, visit jamaicamoves.com. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News, Instagram @JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week for more. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Twyla Whelan. Stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.